It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with Dr. Stephen Benzinger. And Dr. Benzinger, you recently were at a Wheat Quality Council meeting. Talk to us about some of the highlights from this meeting and why you were there.
Okay. The reason for the meeting is that the value chain in wheat includes the growers, the breeders, whether they're public or private, the companies that would buy the grain from the producers and mill it, and then also those who would bake it. So it was sort of the complete value chain, emphasizing hard wheats, hard winters and hard springs. So the complete Great Plains and the upper Midwest were represented there. And the purpose of it was twofold. One is to talk about technologies that may be affecting wheat. There also were excellent sessions on government programs, regulations, trends, you know, what's happening in the wheat industry, as well as on the last day, every new line of wheat that is proposed to be released has been evaluated by this quality council so that everybody can see what type of wheats are coming forward, what types of wheat they may want to specifically seek out in the marketplace, or if they don't have quite the quality that they want, that they might avoid in the marketplace. But it's a great place for conversation and discussion about what's happening now and what's going to happen in the future.
And a lot of this all relates back to the importance of the industry as a whole.
Yeah, so really what that relates to is that, you know, if you look at the major, you know, the companies, the, you know, the Archer Daniel Midlands, the Bay State Milling, the Ardent Mills, and I'm sure I'm leaving a whole ton of other ones off, they source out of this region, and they're really interested in making sure that they can find high-quality wheats that they can mill, and then they can sell to their bakers, and the bakers can then make products that'll make consumer happy. And so, you know, the goal of a wheat industry is always to produce what you can sell, not just sell anything that you produce. And that's where this comes from. So the importance is, so we presented two lines, one of which we will release and one of which we will probably not, except for a specialty market if it has a unique need. But the wheat that we want to release will be in partnership with a commercial company, and it had excellent, excellent quality for making a loaf of bread. So the millers and the growers and the bakers all evaluated these lines. They looked at it and said, this one's really good. So they know if they're buying wheat out of Nebraska and they're getting this line, they're going to get a very high quality wheat. And the same thing's done in Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma and in Colorado. So the millers get to know where the good wheat is. They make sure that there's good wheat available. And then they also provide their input on anything that they see might be a weakness, so that we can develop the next variety to be even better.
Also, and you kind of went into it there, just the collaboration that takes place within the wheat industry.
Oh, it is. It is, because, you know, yield is important. It's the most consistent trait that people have. But what we're seeing now is that there are niche markets being developed that require specialty needs. There are trends that are occurring, and probably the best trend, to give you an example, is years ago, probably 30 years ago, they had what was called a continuous blend or mixing for bread. And basically, you would put your ingredients at the top of a tube, and then you would mix them, and at the end of the tube, the dough would come out. That required a completely different type of wheat quality than when you bake it like most home baker people would do it in a bowl. And the industry went from sort of the bowl mixing to this continuous mixing, and then it went back to the bowl mixing. And we need to know that years in advance. It takes us between 7 and 12 years to create a new variety. So if someone's changing their baking technology, we have to know that 7 to 12 years before they actually convert over. And that conversation needs to be done. And so the trends, you know, what they're seeing in the milling and baking industry are huge so we can design our targets for end-use quality in the future.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Stephen Benzinger, our guest this week. For this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, I'm Shaylee Peters.